Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Pray and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. Today, we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. Paul, who was also known as Saul, was born in Tarsus, modern-day Turkey, around 8 AD, which means he was likely in his mid-20s when Jesus died and rose again. At that time, Paul was a devout Jew, so committed to his beliefs that he was determined to destroy Christianity before it gained momentum and spread. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that Paul, with letters of authority from the chief priests, was on his way to Damascus, where the new faith was taking root, to put an end to it before it got started, willing to use imprisonment and violence if necessary. But suddenly, while on the road to Damascus, there came a light from heaven, and he fell to the ground, and then he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked, and the voice answered, "I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me. Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do." Struck blind, Paul was led by the hand to Damascus, where a Christian named Ananias laid hands on him and prayed, and immediately it was those scales fell away from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. And so he asked to be baptized, after which he spent only a few days with the disciples in Damascus, and then began preaching in the synagogues, "Jesus is the Son of God and Savior of the world." Paul met Jesus. And if Jesus is real, and he is God, well then, that redefines everything. And after this encounter with Jesus, Paul completely transformed his life. You believe Jesus is real and that he is God. I know you do. But has that belief redefined everything for you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. There are three missionary journeys recounted in the Acts of the Apostles, which show his tireless commitment to spreading the gospel to everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. During his first journey, Paul, accompanied by Barnabas, set out from Antioch in Syria and traveled through Asia Minor, to key cities in modern-day Turkey. And there he established Catholic Christian communities, first by reaching out to the Jews in the synagogues and then extending the invitation of salvation to the Gentiles, who wholeheartedly embraced the good news despite resistance from the Jewish leaders. On his second journey, Paul's mission expanded further into Europe, traveling through Macedonia and Greece, founding the Catholic Church everywhere he went, in Philippi and Thessalonica and Corinth. And in these suburban centers, he again encountered the fervent acceptance from the Gentiles and notable opposition from his own people. Yet he persevered. During his third journey, Paul returned to many of the Catholic churches he founded in Turkey and in Greece, most notably through an extended stay in Ephesus. And through these journeys, the overriding message remained consistent. Jesus came to save everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. And this is how Paul gets the title, Apostle to the Gentiles. And he's one of the greatest missionaries in the history of the church. Finally, he was arrested and martyred in Rome in the year 65 or 66 AD. And he is buried in the church that bears his name, St. Paul outside the walls in Rome. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. One of the most difficult things for any parent is when one of their kids rejects Jesus in the Catholic Church and falls away. And of the thousands upon thousands of prayer intentions we receive, the most common is for a child to come back to the faith. This is one of the most painful things to experience. But St. Paul knew the pain of being rejected by his own people. And he understood the pain we go through when a son or daughter abandons the faith. But Paul was indefatigable. Isn't that a great word? It means he never gave up, and neither should you. But you need a real strategy to bring your kids back to the faith. So here are three crucial steps. First, pray for the conversion of your kids by name every day. Paul prayed for the conversion of the people he loved. To the Colossians, he writes, "That will explain why, ever since the day I told you, I have never failed to pray for you. And what I ask God is that, through perfect wisdom and spiritual understanding, you should reach the fullest knowledge of His will, so you will be able to lead the kind of life which the Lord expects of you, a life acceptable to Him in all its aspects." So following the example of Paul, we need to pray for our loved ones that have fallen away every day. And the most powerful prayer you can offer for them is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. To go to Sunday Mass and to go to daily Mass and to join your prayer for your kids to the infinite and all-powerful prayer of Christ. There's no more effective means. Secondly, pray for them by name every day in the rosary. If you struggle to make the daily rosary a habit, then make the commitment to pray the rosary every day for your kids who have fallen away, or that your kids stay faithful. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Now the second step to help bring your children back to Jesus is to offer sacrifices for them. Again, to the Colossians, Paul wrote, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. Paul accepted and offered up suffering for the conversion of those he loved. We need to do the same. And here's a great way to do it. At the beginning of each day, do the morning offering and offer it for your children by name. Say, Father, I give you my prayer, my work, my joy, my suffering of this day, and I unite it to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and I offer it for, and then name your kids. Then everything you do that day is united to the infinite intercession of Christ for their conversion. Then throughout the day, renew that offering by accepting what you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. And again, offer it for their conversion by name. I accept this for so-and-so. I do this for the conversion of so-and-so. We waste a lot of opportunities each day. Don't waste them. Your children are depending on them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Now the third step is to build a bridge by building a deep friendship with your kids that have fallen away. Remember this principle. People come to God through other people. Paul knew this and built deep friendships with Barnabas and Timothy and Titus and Silas and Lydia and many, many more. Now, you may not be the person who brings your son or daughter back to Christ in the church, but you certainly don't want to be a roadblock. You want to be a bridge. And after the example of Paul, realize that that bridge is friendship. And what does friendship take? Time. Spending time together. Inviting them to do good things with you. Invite them to a meal or dessert or to do some good activity. And then talk with them. This is what Paul did with the people he hoped to bring to Jesus. Now here's the most important part. Be genuinely interested in their lives. Learn what they're doing, what they like, what they desire, and then delight in them. Make them know and feel that you actually think the world is a better place just because they're in it. People have a hard time believing in the love of an invisible God if they don't experience visible people who actually love them unconditionally and delight in them. You have to be those people. So build the bridge by demonstrating to your kids or friends or whoever that's fallen away and show them that you know them, unconditionally love them, that you care for them, and that you delight in them. In this way, we can remove the roadblock and build the bridge to Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, do you have anyone that you love that is not interested in Jesus, or at least indifferent or on the fence?
You know, I wish I could say no. I thought of a way of making a joke out of that, but I really couldn't. I have many people, even people that came into the faith and then slowly drifted away from it, which is always hard to see. I think we get so confident about, well, once you get someone like confirmed, like they're in, they're good. But things just happen. Whether that's I know the transition from high school to college is one that I think is so important. It's why that ministry is so important. I know we sometimes feel like we're just dumping such unnecessary energy into that sort of thing, but I do think high school youth groups and college ministry is so pivotal, because that's when you really make your faith your own.
But I would say that if you take youth ministry or ministry on college campuses, the most vital aspect of that is the relational part, mm-hmm. relational ministry. This is the key.
One thing I will say about that is it's not just, it's relationships. So it's not just hunting people down harder. It's also setting a good example, which might mean things that you don't expect. For instance, I thought it was really good that we had such a really Catholic friend group in college, but we were most known for our, in my opinion, pretty incredible parties, because it was a bunch of people that weren't wasted.
Yeah.
We mostly played live music at different houses, and it was genuinely fun to be around those people.
Yes.
And that was the biggest relational ministry, more so than me sitting people down and being unapproachable in the faith, versus genuinely being a well-rounded person is one of the most effective things you can do for the faith right now.
I totally agree. I mean, Paul says, and we could have made a meditation just on this. St. Paul said, be all things to all people.
Wow, yeah.
That
yeah.
doesn't mean join into their sin or condone their sins, mm-hmm. but what it means is you try to be the most well-rounded human you can be
mm-hmm.
and do good things and be joyful and yeah. invite people into it because that will be attractive.
In a way, you can kind of take your eye off the ball. You don't have to constantly be obsessive about,
no.
Is this interaction will convert this person? Like you said, you might not be the person who converts someone, but you do need to be obsessive about who you are and the example you're setting, and yeah. then just staying in touch and really loving people.
Yeah.
Really, really loving people.
Yes, yeah. So you make such a good point. That really is the model. How would you kind of put it in a nutshell?
Be good company.
That's it. Be good. Practice being good company.
Because people will always come back to that.
That's so well said.
And that's what we struggle with the faith of eventually people just kind of drift away. And you want to be someone that people do come back to no matter what.
Yeah, I think you've really captured the essence, Teresa. If we want to imitate St. Paul, we got to be good company. Thanks for pulling it all together for me.
Thanks for pulling the meditation together.
Well, let's be good company so that we can be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.